When Sarah realized who Lauren was and what had happened, Sarah called me on her cell phone and she said, "I found her."
Hi friends, it's Jason Wright. In 2005, I wrote a little novel called Christmas Jars. The book was about a very simple tradition of a family taking a glass jar, filling it with spare change all year long, and then giving that jar away anonymously to someone in need. Over the years, I have heard thousands of stories of people around the world who have given and received Christmas jars in real life. These are stories of real everyday people with real needs who experience real miracles. We have invited two guests to share their stories and how their stories came together. We are so honored to have them. Lisa, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We're so glad you're here. Carrie, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for the invite, Jason.
We're thrilled that you would give us some time today. All right, Lisa, I think we need to start with you and your darling daughter. So Lisa, we're in the holiday season of 2012, and you make this unexpected, unscheduled trip to your local McDonald's, I think to meet up with some family. Talk to us about that night.
Yeah, so my daughter's name is Sarah, and we were at a local McDonald's, and my daughter had walked away from the table briefly, and we were preparing to leave, and she presents me with this jar of money, and I was like, "Wait, where did you get that, and who gave that to you?" And she said it was a lady who had given her this jar of money and told her that it was a Christmas jar, and to pass it forward to somebody who needed it. I, to this day, do not know who that lady was. I remember briefly catching the back of her, and she looked like a grandmotherly kind of a lady. And so we took that jar home and plopped it up on top of the refrigerator. And a number of months went by, and I kept saying, "We need to figure out what to do with the jar."
What was going on for those few months when the jar was just sitting on the counter?
There's a thousand places I could have taken that jar, but I don't recall ever thinking about anything other than when I know where it needs to go, I'll know. And flash forward months later, I remember seeing and hearing about this little girl who was raising money for Parkinson's and for MS. And it was in our local paper. I remember reading it and I thought, I found the people. I just remember thinking, I found the people.
The point of the newspaper article was to literally raise awareness for this Zumbathon, which Lauren was doing to raise this money. For every bat mitzvah, part of going through the process is to have a service project. Some people adopt a pet or work some volunteer hours at a specific organization. I have MS and my husband has the Parkinson's. And because both her dad and her mom are affected by these two diseases, she decided that she wanted to raise money for the diseases to help her parents.
It resonated with me, particularly because I watched my uncle growing up struggle with Parkinson's. And I'm also a nurse, so I've cared with patients with Parkinson's and MS over the years. And I said to my daughter, Sarah, "I know who we need to give this money to." So then I did a reverse name search to find an address. And I sent my husband, Scott, over to their house. I said, "Just take this and drop it off on their front porch and then just leave." And so that's what we did.
So Carrie, who discovered the jar that night?
I think it was the next day. We were out of town and we came home and there was a box on the porch, and What did I order? And I pick it up and it's addressed to Lauren. We couldn't figure out what it was or who it was from. And she opened it up and we were just flabbergasted, literally flabbergasted. Inside of the box, there were some trinkets for my daughter along with that letter.
And one of the trinkets that was in the Christmas jar was a Christian cross necklace that Sarah had chosen for Lauren.
Which is a little ironic that it was a Christmas jar that she received for her bat mitzvah service project. But it wasn't just the Christmas jar. It was this unbelievably thoughtful, caring letter from somebody who shared all of the intimacies they had with Parkinson's and with MS, and how she really just wanted to pay it forward. I'm going to now fast forward to the summer. Sarah and Lauren attended a theater camp. Lauren and Sarah had never met before, and they started camp on a Monday. Lauren came home and she said that she met a girl and she really liked her. Tuesday, I think they ate lunch together. Wednesday, she came home and she asked if she can invite her to the bat mitzvah, which was on Saturday. And I said, Lauren, that's not very cool given her 2 days' notice, but you could have an invitation if you want to invite her. Hopefully she'll be able to come. And they spent the rest of the week together. And Sarah told Lauren, I think the very next day, that she was coming and very happy to have her. So the day of the bat mitzvah comes, and the service was at a temple, and the party right afterwards was somewhere else. And as part of the ceremony for the bat mitzvah, Lauren does a speech, and she talks about her service project. She mentions that she was raising funds for a Zumbathon, and she even had a secret Santa drop off a Christmas jar in the Christmas jar book so we could read up about it. And we got a little giggle about it because it was for her bat mitzvah. But again, the religious differences did not matter at all. It was all about the caring heart.
When Sarah realized who Lauren was and what had happened, Sarah called me on her cell phone. And Carrie, I don't know if you even knew this. Sarah called me on her cell phone in the car and she said, I found her. I found her. And I'm like, who did you find? She's like, the girl, the money, the jar. I couldn't believe it.
She must have just gotten off the phone with Lisa. And then she looks at Lauren in the back seat and she goes, your secret Santa. I'm your secret Santa. I turn around and I said, what are you talking about? And she goes, the secret Santa, the Christmas jar. That's me. And I think first me and my husband looked at each other, and then me and Lauren looked at each other, and we were both shocked. We were like, no way. And we just started talking through it. And she told us about the woman at McDonald's. And she told us that her dad dropped it on our porch. And she almost verbatim told me the letter that had been part of the package, which was so incredibly cool. I got chills. Everything just tied together, like in that instant. The way God works is a mystery to begin with, but this is just like some kind of fate that I never thought would happen.
Usually we promote anonymity in the giving and receiving of jars, but this is the best reveal ever.
I think the next weekend, Lisa and her family were visiting the Shenandoah Museum, and I happened to live over there, and it was 5 minutes away, and Sarah had invited Lauren to join them for an afternoon and a picnic, and she said, why don't you come meet Sarah's mom? And I'm like, I will.
After we met, we started this tradition. The girls decided they wanted to do dance, so Lauren and Sarah decided to join a dance company, so we became dance moms for a brief period of time. And so I think it was every Sunday, we would drop them off and then sit down over, typically it was Italian food. There's a little local Italian spot. And we would talk about the challenges that we were having with our careers. But not only that, we had both sent our older children off to college. So we were beginning the empty nest. And it was just somebody that was right in that stage with me. And there was a transparency and an honesty with each other that we could just say anything to each other.
Lisa, talk to me about this friendship and how much Carrie means to you.
She means a lot. We walked through a lot during that time. My mother had been diagnosed with cancer. Shortly thereafter, my father was diagnosed with cancer. And Carrie walked with me and then sat with me hour after hour, listening and hearing. And then ultimately, I lost them within 8 weeks of each other in 2018. And she was there every step of the way.
we share everything with each other, honestly. And our friendship didn't just revolve around our kids. Like Lisa was saying, it was about each other, like embedding each other into each other's lives.
The Christmas jar was intended to pass it forward to somebody else. But in the end, the gift came back to me in so many ways that it's just indescribable.
Lisa is like my kindred spirit. If Lisa hadn't come into my life, there would have been a couple of really hard obstacles that I had to jump over without somebody like her.
Because a stranger in a McDonald's handed a Christmas jar to Lisa's family. It's now led to this dear friendship between a Jewish woman and a Christian woman.
It doesn't matter if she's Christian. It doesn't matter that I'm Jewish. It's what the heart feels, and the heart feels just total love. I don't know how to express my gratitude to the woman in the McDonald's who gave Sarah the Christmas jar in the first place. It just literally changed my life. Such a domino effect of positivity that affected so many different lives. Even our husbands are buddies. Like, they won't call each other or get on the phone, but when we're at a dinner table together, they chat and stuff.
Ladies, thank you so much. I will be thinking about this conversation all through the holidays, so I'm grateful for you both. Thank you again, Lisa.
Thank you, Jason, and Merry Christmas.
And to you, Carrie, thank you for being here.
Thank you, and Happy Hanukkah.
The Christmas Jars podcast is hosted by Jason Wright and produced by Brian Tanner and Wendy Folsom. Our executive producer is Sam Payne. Thank you to our guests Lisa Spencer and Carrie Bloom for sharing your story. If you're looking for more ways to serve this Christmas season, then the annual Light the World campaign can give you a lot of ideas about how you can be someone's angel. Visit lighttheworld.org to learn more. The Christmas Jars podcast is a production of BYU Radio.